The Axios News organization ran a story during the week that details a reported five-point strategy from former President Donald Trump. His goal is to either dissuade Florida Governor Ron DeSantis from entering the race or defeating him. According to Axios, Mr. Trump is planning to attack Governor DeSantis in five areas: on his votes to increase the age limit for Social Security, when the latter man was a member of the House of Representatives; that DeSantis is disloyal because Trump endorsed him for governor in 2018; that DeSantis is a virtual clone of former House Speaker Paul Ryan, whom Trump deems, quote, a loser, unquote, for the Florida governor's response to COVID; and his position on Ukraine. Polling shows DeSantis doing better than Trump with voters 50 years of age and older, and they aren't affected by the vote to extend the age threshold for receiving benefits. Trump may gain slightly with younger voters on this issue, however. No one will care about Trump believing DeSantis is, quote, disloyal, unquote. Furthermore, many people won't even remember much about former Speaker Paul Ryan, and certainly not about why they are supposed to dislike him. Regarding point four, Republican base voters are by and large going to support DeSantis' handling of COVID rather than the Trump administration's record. And finally, foreign affairs rarely decide American political campaigns. But Trump's biggest mistake with this strategic approach is basically making the Republican presidential race a two-way contest. This is exactly the perception DeSantis needs to be able to overtake Trump and win the party nomination. Former President Trump likely wins if the field is crowded and the anti-Trump vote is dispersed among several candidates. This is the scenario that led him to the nomination in 2016. Governor DeSantis, however, does have an obstacle that he must overcome. Florida has a, quote, resign to run, unquote, rule that affects current office holders when they begin to compete for another office. The legislature is previously at work looking to repeal this law, thus Governor DeSantis won't have to leave office in order to run for president. The 538 data organization rates polling accuracy around the country and just released their post-2022 election ratings. Only four of the 506 rated entities were awarded A-plus grades. They are Siena College for the New York Times, Selzer & Company, Research and Polling Incorporated, and Survey USA. Only five more survey research entities that conducted at least 40 polls received an A rating. They are ABC News, Washington Post, Beacon Research and the Shaw Company for Fox News, Marist College, Monmouth University, and Landmark Communications. Two more received A grades, but conducted fewer than 40 surveys. In this category are Atlas Intel and Signal. Expect polling to again be front and center in the 2024 presidential contest. We can expect to see a plethora of polls beginning right now. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.